Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these lessons are, well, these podcasts, rather, are giving a bit more information. Today, we're in Hebrews chapter 8, and we're going to look at verse 1 and 2. They read, "The point of what we are saying is this. We do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, and who serves in the sanctuary, the true tabernacle, set up by the Lord, not by man." Soon our writer is coming to his key point about the new covenant later on in this chapter, but at the moment he's linking what he's been saying in chapter 7 with the new covenant, and he's saying, look, just as Melchizedek was a superior priest to that of the Levitical priesthood, so Jesus is superior even to not only the Old Covenant priesthood, but also Melchizedek, because he sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven and continues to serve in that sanctuary, one in heaven, in the next realm, not a physical one made by man. We have this amazing high priest. The main point is coming here, the point of what we are saying in verse 1. The point is the main point. It's showing us that this is the author's main point about the priesthood. The old Tyndale conversation has this is the pith, P-Y-T-H, the really most tasty part of the orange or the lemon, where you have the pith with all the bitterness, but the clarity of the flavor. And so he's coming here to the main point, saying that Jesus has this amazing position at God's right hand, emphasizing in Hebrew thought in particular his sovereignty and his authority, that he is king and priest. Of course, sitting down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven also implies his divinity. He has divinity. He is there sitting with God. No angel, no other being can ever claim such a position. It has been given him by right, by who he is and by God's affirmation of his authority because of his death, burial, and resurrection. And so Jesus sits at the right hand of the throne. He has divinity. If he has no divinity, of course, he has no power. And if he has no power, he cannot save. But he does have the power, and he does have the divinity, believing, as some people try to do, in a non-divine Jesus Christ and accepting the book of Hebrews cannot be held together. The book of Hebrews demonstrates beyond all question that the writer and the early Christians believed in the fact that Jesus was divine. But Jesus is not only there sitting at the right hand, it also says that he is serving in the sanctuary. Jesus Christ shares in the heavenly rule with God, but he also serves in a priestly role. The Greek word here, liturgos, translated serves, means that he is literally a minister or a servant. Priests in the Old Covenant did more than just offer sacrifices. In Malachi 2, verses 5 to 7, have a look at that, Malachi 2, 5 to 7, they worked as intercessors, examples, and instructors. And Jesus performs these functions for us too as our priest, Romans 8, 34. He is interceding for us. 1 Peter 2, verse 21, he has left us an example that we should follow in his steps. 1 John 2, 6, we must walk as Jesus did. And John 14, 26, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. So Jesus also is our example, our intercessor, and our instructor. How lucky and blessed we are that he not only sat down at the right hand of the throne of the majesty, but continues to serve us. We'll go on to look more about what that implies and what that means in the next few podcasts. But until then, if you'd like to know more about our work as a church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. If you'd like to email me, you can find me on malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org or on Twitter, mccx. And in iTunes, you'll find us there. Again, type in mccx into the search bar and look in podcasts, and there we shall be. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.